Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see sunny skies with a high temperature of 63 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a light south wind and low of 40 degrees. And on Tuesday a bit warmer with mostly sunny skies and a high temperature of 69. And in the news for today, hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered at Milwaukee's North Division High School on Saturday to see former President Barack Obama, who appeared on stage alongside Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, two candidates in tight races for the governor's office and U.S. Senate. Obama said voters will choose next month between Democrats who share their values and Republicans who are only hungry for power. Obama told voters that they have a choice between those who will do anything and say anything to gain power. Democratic candidates want to improve the economy, public safety, and public schools, he said. He added that Republicans care about owning the libs and getting the approval of Donald Trump. That's their agenda, he said as the crowd erupted in boos. No, 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 don't boo, vote. Nobody can hear you outside of this auditorium, but they can hear your vote, he said. The rally came a little more than a week away from the November 8th election. As Democrats work to drum up support in the final days, Obama is the latest in a string of high-profile surrogates to visit the state, from U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren to Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Obama last visited Division High School in 2018 as he rallied for then-State Superintendent Tony Evers as he sought the governor's office, and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin as she sought re-election. Republican National Committee spokesperson Rachel Reisner dismissed Obama's visit, saying, quote, "After a third failed term of the Obama-Biden agenda, Barack Obama isn't the golden ticket Wisconsin Democrats think he is," she said. "All Wisconsin families will see is more crime, more economic uncertainty, and more financial pain if they elect rubber stamps like Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes." Nurses, doctors, and other healthcare professionals marched at a rally last Thursday in Madison, organized by SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, the state's largest healthcare union, the Working Families Party, and several other organizations gathered on a street corner outside the Wisconsin State Capitol for their Speak Out for Reproductive Freedom demonstration. The Supreme Court's June decision to revert abortion law back to state jurisdiction threw abortion into the spotlight this election season, especially in Wisconsin. Democrats in the state are betting the issue will boost voter turnout and are working to keep conversation centered on it. Some Republican candidates have addressed the issue of doubling down on their anti-abortion views, while others have changed their position. That, according to a recent report from the Wisconsin Examiner, healthcare providers carrying signs that read, "We won't go back to 1849, and chanting, "My body, my choice," marched to the Wisconsin Republican Party headquarters to deliver a letter addressed to Senator Ron Johnson, Republican hopeful for Governor Tim Michaels, and Republican Attorney General candidate Eric Toney. Toney has said the 1849 ban should be enforced and that district attorneys should be able to cross district lines to prosecute people who violate it. So if one won't enforce it, then another can. Attorney General Josh Call, the Democrat running for re-election, wants the law declared unenforceable. Again, some information for this report comes with permission for our use by the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.